Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, parents. Hello, parents. Hello, parents. This is your host, Sharita, on today. I am the host of Women Talking Empowerment Show Live. So, hey, everyone. How's it going? I know it's been a long time since you all heard my voice. But nevertheless, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. Guess who's back? Back again, again, again. Remember the song? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? That's the song from off of Eminem. But nevertheless, I thought I would come on here today to share with you something that I came across by a stress management expert. Her name is Elizabeth Scott. So I was just looking around for like little health things that I always share on my blogs and different things like that. So I came across secret causes of summer stress. Wow. Summer can be stressful when you least expect it. Here's how to cope. It was a very interesting article, and I want to read it to you. It was updated June the 1st, 2014. So it's kind of, but still, even though it's June the 1st last year, it still fits today as I was reading it because, you know, summer is just at the front door. For some of you all, school is already out for your children. And then for most, school is about to end next month. Whew, and some kids I know get out at the end of this month. So I want to read to you this article. It's very intriguing. So it's going to help you parents on today to get prepared for summer. Summertime in living is easy, right? Well, not always. While we tend to expect a more relaxed lifestyle during summer, and the season definitely has its perks, summer can bring its share of unexpected stress. Wow. And she goes on to say there are hidden stress that affect many of us during the summer season. And I really, as I was reading, I was like, she is so right. So the first one, ever-present kids. For virtuality, all parents, the advent of summer season is linked with 3 months off of school for your children. While it's nice to have kids around more often and a relief to have a break from all the class projects, school fundraisers, and other events that go along with the school year, summer presents its own list of demands, keeping the house clean, taking the kids to various summer activities, preventing excessive bickering between bored siblings, and for working parents, finding alternate child care are just a few of the main issues that arise, each demanding its own set of solutions. Because there's no standard answer that most parents choose, coming up with the right answer for your individual family's needs can provide added stress. Vacation expectations. Vacation expectations. While vacations are important, in fact, necessary for your health and happiness, they often bring additional and unanticipated stress. The planning and the possible financial strain and task of shifting around your workload at your job are just a few of the logistical stressors, along with stopping the mail, getting a pet sitter, finding someone to water the plants, and the list goes on and on and on. Today's vacationing worker is much more likely to get a call from the office or from other people than in the day before computer access and cell phones, making it much more difficult to leave daily life behind. which is usually the whole point of going on a vacation. And if you're taking small children on this vacation, well, you get the idea. Wow. Covering coworkers. If you skip the vacation, as many people do, you may still experience stress from vacations that your coworkers take. With a significant number of people in a given workplace taking time off, the regular operations of the office can be disrupted. Even when vacations aren't taken, when people become distracted by the fun times of summer, often work slows down. Too much fun. Much like the holiday season, summer can bring a lot of excitement, social opportunities, and high expectations that can bring both excitement and stress. With the extra hours of daylight, people tend to cram more fun activities into their week. While they can make for a great time, it can also create a much busier schedule, which can lead to more stress. When we tend to think of traumatic, frustrating, or overwhelming negative experience as the primary stressful ones, even positive experiences that require effort or change can count as a type of stress, which can, wow, which can also take a toll on us. Wow. It's good to know these things, parents. Some hidden causes of stress that I didn't even know, because I don't think you knew, because I know I didn't even know these things. I'm like with you, puzzled. So we're talking about today an article that I found on About Health entitled Secret Causes of Summer Stress. Summer can be stressful when you least expect it. It was last updated June the 1st, 2014 by stress management expert Elizabeth Scott, MS. Wow. Wow. Bathing suits, heat, and mosquitoes, oh my. Aside from these higher impact sources of summer stress, there are several similar sources of stress that simply come with the change of season. The stress of discomfort in the hotter climate, or financial stress from cooling expenses, the flies, mosquitoes, and other pests that come with the weather. Even the stress of finding skin-bearing clothing that both comfortable and flattering, how many people truly enjoy swimsuit shopping, and other minor hassles can all create stress in their own way. Because many of these summer stressors are experienced by many people, and because many people experience several of these at once, it's important to take specific steps to safeguard your sanity for summer stress. So, let's do the tips. Summer stress tips. So she gives summer stress tips. How to minimize summer stress. Summer can provide many opportunities for fun, but summer stress is also extremely common and can take a significant and perhaps unexpected toll. The following strategies can help us to address some of the stresses of summer so you enjoy yourself more and stress less during the summer. Number one, keep kids occupied. If you don't have your kids in some type of summer camp, or even if you do, you'll need to have some enriching activities to keep them happy and stimulated so boredom doesn't create misery for all of you. Allow your older children to plan activities for younger kids, like treasure hunts around the house or games of hide and seek, can be a great way to keep everyone occupied in a constructive way. So can the old standbys, couch farts, board games, educational outings. Pace yourself. While summer offers many opportunities for fun activities, keep in mind that it's okay to say no to some. Sometimes even fun activities can lead to stress if your schedule is overloaded. So carefully choose among the barbecues, beach days, and other activities, and just do what you think you'll truly enjoy. Remember to schedule in some downtime. Set boundaries. While you're already setting boundaries on your social schedule, you may need to remember to set boundaries at work as well. Don't let the siren song of summer steal your focus from your job duties. Stay as productive as possible, but be careful not to take on too many of your vacationing coworkers' responsibilities either. Teamwork is a good thing. Just don't become overwhelming with an extra amount of activities. Try a staycation or playcation. Yes, staycations and even playcations have become a new vacation of choice for those who can't spare the time or the money for a traditional vacation. In some cases, these can either be better for your stress levels. Ever hear of someone coming back from their two vacations feeling like they need a vacation from their vacation or a working vacation? Just turn into exercise and working from a less convenient location. The key is to make relaxation or playtime the primary focus, even if for only a day or two, and to get the benefits of the vacation without all the expenses. And if you do not take an actual trip, remember to leave work at home. Leave your work at home and keep things simple. Take a mini vacation. If you don't have time, money, or ability to take a full-blown vacation, you can achieve many of the same benefits of taking a mini vacation at home. The main idea is to stop the hectic flow of activities, escape the mundane madness of daily life, or turn off the phone for a few hours. See, and we're talking about how to minimize summer stress. We talked about keep kids occupied, pace yourself, try a staycation or a playcation. And we just got finished talking about a mini vacation. Take advantage of summer stress relievers. Summer provides extra daylight hours for morning exercise, relaxing evening activities, and fun in the garden. If you have kids around, you can also try some of these stress relievers as well that kids can do with you. Or if you don't have kids, you can still enjoy these stress relievers. Wow. So there you have it, how to minimize stress, summer stress during the summer. So with all that taken into consideration, remember to pace yourself, take a mini vacation if you can't afford a long vacation, set boundaries at work and at home, pace yourself. Okay, we did say pace yourself. Keep your kids occupied if you don't have your kids enrolled in summer camp this summer. You want to keep your kids occupied or get the older children to help plan activities for the much younger children. So remember, parents, to be stress-free. And this is your host, Sharita. Just put some tips on today. Remember, this summer, don't be stressed out. Relax. Take some time for yourself. If you plan a vacation or if you have not planned a vacation, you may not have the money for a vacation, but there's other things that you can do to get a getaway of peace and relaxation. So don't forget, on next week we will have summer fun activities. We will give some summer fun activities that you can do around the house with your children this coming summer. Until next time, I love you guys.